Welcome to another episode of The Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Hello, welcome back to the Neil Damrell Show. And in today's episode, we're going to touch on the top three reasons why you're not getting stronger on the bike. So welcome back to the show. Just want to say a big thank you for tuning in every week. And if you haven't left us a review over on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you like to listen to the podcast, feel free to lend us a review or a bit of a feedback on how you're getting on. Listen to the shows. If you like more topics, let us know as well in the comments to the show. And I really appreciate you tuning in every week, supporting the show. This helps us tune in every week for you and get the podcast out to more people. So if you're working hard on your bike and not seeing results, then it could be due to some factors that you might be overlooking. So we're going to explore in today's podcast the three essential tips to help maximize your cycling performance and achieve the gains that you're striving for. So tip number one is making sure that you evaluate your sleep quality, and this is going to help aid muscle recovery. So if you didn't know already, sleep plays a critical role in your muscle recovery and overall performance. When you're not getting enough sleep, your body doesn't have time to repair and rebuild the muscles that you've been challenging during your bike rides. So to assess your sleep quality, start by prioritizing a consistent sleep schedule, going to bed and getting up at the same time every day, even at weekends. Aim for at least 7 to 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep each night, and try to create a good sleeping environment by keeping your bedroom nice and cool, dark and quiet, and limit screen time an hour before bed at least, and establish a nice relaxing bedtime routine. This could be doing a bit of yoga, some light reading, and having a hot shower, a bath, just to help regulate your core body temperature to help you unwind prior to getting off to sleep. And improving your sleep quality, this will help to aid your muscles and give them the best chance to recover the most efficiently. And this will help to lead to an increased strength and endurance on the bike. So it's going to be a win-win. So number one, make sure you prioritize your sleep. Number two is make sure you assess your protein timing around your training sessions. So protein is a building block of muscles, and its timing can significantly impact your performance and recovery. So consuming an adequate amount of protein before and after your training sessions is essential for muscle recovery and growth. Before you ride, consume a meal or a snack containing a balance of carbohydrates and protein. This will provide your body with the necessary fuel for your ride. And then after your ride, make sure you prioritize a post-workout meal or protein shake within 30 minutes to an hour. And the timing really helps to optimize your muscle recovery process. And experiment with different sources of protein, such as lean meats, eggs, dairy, beans, pulses, legumes, and other plant-based options. Find what works best for you regarding your food preferences. And remember, protein is not only critical for building strength, but it's also important for maintaining lean muscle mass, which we tend to lose about 1% a year from the age of 40, unless we're focusing on strength training and an adequate protein intake. Regards to the meals that you have, you don't always have to choose a protein shake. My preference will always be a meal over a supplement. If you're short on time, a protein shake is great. However, if you've got a meal prepared and you're eating nice, healthy, balanced meals throughout the day, those meals should be sufficient to give you the adequate amount of protein throughout the day to recover most efficiently. And tip number three, experiment with a variety of routes for muscle adaptation. So if you're sticking to the same cycle routes day after day, this might lead to a plateau in your progress. So to keep challenging your muscles and promote growth, it's essential to introduce a variety of cycling routes into your routine. So try to explore different terrains, different inclines, different distances. Also incorporate interval training and hill repeats to target specific muscle groups, and incorporate and improve your overall strength and endurance. And by exposing your body to a new stimuli, you'll keep your muscles engaged and adapt to a different cycling demands. So my advice would be always focus on your weaknesses. If you're a strong climber, then maybe focus on some more flatter routes out on your own where you haven't got anyone in front of you, where you have to really demand the power on the pedals to maintain that power you're aiming for, the speed you're aiming for. Obviously take into account the wind resistance, etc., that you have on your own. And if you're not too good when it comes to climbing, then find a few more hills. Make sure you're hitting the hills as often as possible. Get used to your tempo, your pacing, and just increasing the body's demand of climbing. So always focus on your weaknesses, and that way you're going to get stronger overall as a cyclist. And remember, muscle adaptation occurs when you push yourself outside of your comfort zone. So make sure you're incorporating those rides at least once or twice a week that are going to challenge you to help you progress further. So don't be afraid to mix up and try new routes, different training sessions, and this will definitely help you progress to a better cyclist going forward. So those are the tips in this week's episode. Let me know in the comments if you found those tips helpful. Thanks very much for tuning in as always. If you're interested in our Eat to Ride guide, there'll be a link in the show notes as well. So that is a free guide to access to improve your nutrition tips and fuel your cycling performance to the max. And also there's some links on how you might want to work with us in the future. Got the Cycle Lean Blueprint, which is the comprehensive all-in-one product that will help you shed kilos and ride faster. Also got our Cycle Lean Project Community, where you can join our membership program, where you get coached one-on-one within a nice supportive community, and also access if you want to just get in touch, have a chat with me about any one-to-one or coaching options if you're unsure and want some more questions answered. But thank you very much for tuning in as always to the Neil Danwell Show. Really appreciate the support of the podcast so far. Again, don't forget to give it a big like, review, thumbs up wherever you get the podcast, and we'll see you next time.